Though India and Pakistan fired mortars at each other in Kashmir last night, there were some hopeful signs today. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf said he'd be willing to meet with India's President Vajpayee at a regional summit in Nepal next week. And he said Pakistan would never initiate a war unless war was thrust upon it.
Both India and Pakistan are nuclear powers, so when tensions mount in South Asia, fears of nuclear war mount as well. George Perkovich of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace has written about India's nuclear arsenal and Pakistan's nuclear arms as well. George Perkovich, first of all, the Indian nuclear arsenal, how big is it and what's in it?
Well, only the Indians know for sure, but the best estimates are that India has 3 to 5 dozen nuclear weapons, and these are believed to be fission weapons of the basic yield or strength of the U.S. bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
And as you understand it, what is Indian military thinking about these weapons? Why and under what circumstances would they even consider using one?
The Indians are exceptionally sort of self-restrained in their thinking about nuclear weapons. They have a clear policy that they would only use nuclear weapons in retaliation to nuclear weapons being used against them.
And the kinds of weapons, they would be on missiles, I gather.
Well, I think it's most likely at this point that India would use aircraft, fighter-bomber aircraft, to deliver nuclear weapons.
On the other hand, Pakistan also has a nuclear arsenal. What do we know about it?
Pakistan's nuclear arsenal is believed to amount to perhaps 2 or 3 fission weapons, as with India's. And Pakistan, in all likelihood, would use missiles to deliver those weapons.
I've heard from at least one Pakistani journalist this week that Pakistan does not renounce first use. They feel that if they were overrun by superior Indian conventional forces, they will not rule out the use of a nuclear weapon.
That's correct. There's an asymmetry in the sense, and typically the weaker power, the power that perceives itself to be weakest, doesn't rule out first use, and that's the case of Pakistan right now.
There is a parallel here, a similarity to what used to be the NATO-Warsaw Pact confrontation in Europe, where NATO would say we can't rule out first use because they have so many tanks and conventional forces.
I think that's right. There is a rough parallel there.
Do you think that military commanders, and political leaders for that matter, in India and Pakistan, regard their arsenals as something unthinkable, something that is there for political purposes, or do they actually think in terms of these as part of war-making scenarios?
Well, one of the concerns right now is I believe the Indians really do think of these as weapons of last resort. They're more political than military. They can't imagine a circumstance where you would want to use these things or would even really contemplate it seriously. Whereas for Pakistan, first of all, it's a military government, and militaries tend to think of things as weapons. They feel themselves the smaller or weaker state. And so there is a greater tendency in Pakistan to think, okay, when might we need these weapons and how would we use them? And it's in that kind of imbalance in perspective that there could be some risk.
The NATO-Warsaw Pact relationship, while it was hardly benign, was pretty sophisticated in terms of intelligence that one side had about the other. Do India and Pakistan understand what each understand what the other is doing? Is there that minimization of the possibility of war by mistake?
Basically, no. And you have to remember that the U.S. and the Soviet Union learned a lot of what they learned after the Cuban Missile Crisis. But we had those days in October where we came real close to nuclear war. And after that, we learned. Well, India and Pakistan haven't had their Cuban Missile Crisis, and so they're still on that learning curve.
That's a pretty scary learning curve to be on at this point. I mean, you've studied this. I assume you're calm as we speak here, but that's because this is tens of thousands of miles away.
Well, I'm also calm in the sense that the Indian and Pakistani leaderships clearly don't want war, both of them. It's very clear right now. And then they especially don't want nuclear war. So that's going for us. And the risk is actually of inadvertence or a crisis. Somebody else makes another attack, a terrorist attack. Forces get mobilized and things just get out of control. But at the level of intentionality, I think they're both being very responsible right now.
George Perkovich, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
George Perkovich is a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the author of India's Nuclear Bomb.